USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think that there are probably many, many cases of the Omicron variant.
Those comments on Fox News from former CDC Director Dr. Richard Besser. This as there are at least three confirmed cases of the new variant in the United States, the latest two in Minnesota and Colorado. President Biden laid out his plans to fight COVID-19 in the winter months as the Omicron variant continues to raise concerns. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan reacts to the president's comments at the National Institutes of Health in Maryland.
First takeaway was his joke about Dr. Fauci as president. I mean, that's not a joke. That's a nightmare to so many Americans. When did Dr. Fauci ever put his name on a ballot and run for office and get elected by we the people? But yet he has complete authority. Remember what he said on Sunday. He said, I represent science, almost as if he was declaring from on high that he's the all-knowing.
Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
The NYPD on Thursday is giving an update after arresting a man outside the United Nations complex in Manhattan. The man caught holding a loaded shotgun to himself. Special Operations Chief Harry Wyden says police isolated the individual and began to negotiate with him.
Based on statements he made, we knew early on that this did not appear to be terror-related. He had some papers he wanted delivered to the UN. The dialogue went back and forth about how we might be able to accommodate his request and bring the incident to a peaceful conclusion.
He says members of the emergency services unit brought those papers to the UN. The man was arrested without incident and taken to the hospital. Michigan police are denouncing those who are making false threats after a fatal school shooting in Oxford. The Oakland County Sheriff saying around 60 different schools closed because of threats being made that all turned up to be false. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Vice President is talking about space exploration.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced a new framework for space policy aimed at addressing growing threats in space posed by other nations, space debris, and also climate change. Harris outlined the framework before the U.S. National Space Council, which she chairs in Washington, D.C., during her first meeting with the Council. She took aim at Russia in clear terms during her address. The new space policy framework comes on the heels of a Russian anti-satellite test on November 15th, which destroyed one of Russia's own satellites and created a cloud of space debris that continues to threaten astronauts and cosmonauts on the International Space Station. Harris said the Russian test was an irresponsible act which endangered the satellites of other nations as well as astronauts at the space station. She said the new space policy must demand responsibility from all spacefaring nations. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said during the meeting that the Department of Transportation, through the FAA, will address space safety and orbital debris through new regulations. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Week 13 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the New Orleans Saints hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Kickoff set for 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time in New Orleans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.